Welcome back to Caro Nights, currently being infiltrated and boarded by the red communist menace known as William Darkness, a.k.a. Soviet Billy, a.k.a. KGB Billy Sunshine, a.k.a. Fat Billy. Good evening, Billy. How are you doing?
I like the idea of my boarding. That's how I see myself, as a pirate.
Yes, a fat pirate.
Attacking your show and trying to take it over and turn it in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. And also, Billy, attacking me in the middle of the night. So yesterday, I finished the radio program. I am laying down in my bed and I'm trying to disassociate into media. I don't want to think about politics. I don't want to think about government. I don't want to think about anything. I want to watch YouTube videos and disassociate and be in my own little world. And all of a sudden I hear ping, ping, and I go, who would possibly be texting me this late? And I look down at my phone at 10:49 in the PM and it says from one Billy Sunshine, do your point today, Maggie Hassan, then Jeff Merkey, then Angus King. And I have no idea what nonsense this is from Billy. I have no interest in what this is. And I have no idea.
Well, first of all, it's supposed to say to your point.
Okay.
I really have a problem with the speech to text. I don't know why.
You and John Curley and every other boomer out there has the same problem. Don't text to speak. It's garbage. Just use your fat fingers, Billy, and type in what you want to tell me, and then it will make sense.
So. It takes too long. So anyway, you were talking about those Democrats who had signed that. For some reason, you only talked about the Democrats who had signed that bill saying, let's all get together.
Okay, yeah. But I cut out all the Republicans, Billy, because then I would be reading 61 names. I just wanted to read 30.
You shouldn't have read any of the names.
Okay.
So what I wanted you to hear was Maggie Hassan's speech, where she spoke directly to that.
Mm-hmm.
And basically said what I had said, that, I signed this. And that was before I realized how awful my adversaries were and how they were going to, what they were doing to the vote. So things change.
Okay. So and, what Billy is speaking to
really
is that yesterday we were talking about how in 2017, there was a letter that was signed by about 30 Democrats and 30 Republicans, and they wrote it to Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell asking them if they would maintain the integrity of the filibuster. And that list included all the usual suspects on the Republican side. But on the Democrat side, it contained everyone who is now against the filibuster, including Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Mazie Hirono, so on and so forth.
Maggie Hassan.
Yeah, Maggie Hassan was on there, Jeff Merkley, and also Angus King.
So now I'm saying, listen to what they had to say about that, and it's rather poignant and speaks to your point. Yeah.
So, Billy, I promised you yesterday that I would give you a couple of minutes here to talk about your feelings and thoughts on the fact that the Freedom to Vote Act failed, as well as the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Both of them failed yesterday in the Senate, as we knew that they would. And then the effort to eliminate the filibuster also failed, all of which failed at a 52-48 margin.
That's what's worth talking about.
With Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin not falling in line with the party. You know, it was disappointing to me, Billy, if I can say this. What I liked was that the vast majority of senators were there. I think it was like an 85-90% roll call. Everybody showed up. Harris was not there. Harris did not oversee the vote. I think because she didn't want the optic. I don't think that she wanted to be sitting at the seat of this, because she is the president of the Senate. And the fact that it was some loser, I don't know who it was, but it was somebody else, is disappointing because it's her job to be there whether she's going to win or not win. Does that make sense, Billy?
I don't think it matters at all. It doesn't interest me. What interests me is that we accept the fact that 100% of the Republicans all vote the same on this. No, none of them were interested in standing up for voters' rights.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot.
Well, Billy, to my point about the Harris thing is that if it's such a consequential vote, she should be there, right? I mean, this is huge.
No, she doesn't get to speak and she doesn't get to vote unless it comes down to a tie, which it wasn't going to. So there's no reason to sit there at all for her. I disagree with you completely.
But she's paid to be there. That's her job.
She's paid to do a lot of things.
All right. So, but Billy, if I'm disappointed in the Republicans who weren't there. I'm disappointed in the Democrats who weren't there, of which I think there was like five on both sides who just flat out didn't show up.
How the Republicans vote as a block, 100% lock in step to make sure the vote stays criminal.
Okay. So, Billy, what we're going to do now is I'm going to give you your time to. I want you, as your friend, Billy, I want you to get it out of your system. I know you're mad.
I'm done.
I know you're upset.
I said what I needed to say. I'm done. Go ahead.
Really? Oh, man, Billy, I'm disappointed because I was going to do that. I was going to play the whole thing. And I was going to let you get on your soapbox and I'm fat, Billy Sunshine, and my blood sugar is low. And I didn't bother to read the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and I didn't bother to read the Freedom to Vote Act. But I'll tell you how I feel about it because I'm fat, Billy. Republican bad, okay? And Republican racist. And the other thing is that George Wallace standing segregation now, segregation for ever. Donald Trump stole an election, and I don't recognize the country that I used to live in back in the day when we were hippies. I used to bathe in the reflecting pool in the Haight-Ashbury on LSD when everything was great. I'm Fat Billy. Good night.
Well, you did a pretty good job. You didn't leave me to say
I wanted you to do that. So, Billy, my entire day today, I was anticipating you in my brain because I have a Billy Sunshine who lives in my brain, and I was anticipating allowing.
Here, I'll give you a little something.
Okay.
Here's a little something.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just going to give you a quick list of all the civil suits against our president.
Please do.
There's a civil suit about fraudulent real estate practices.
Okay.
Unexplored wealth matters. Capitol Police suit. Second Capitol Police suit. There's a Metropolitan Police suit. NAACP Legal Defense Fund.
Yeah.
There's Karen Bass for inciting, Irk Swalwell. Mary Trump has a fraud litigation against him. Oh, so does Michael Cohen. And what do you know? E. Jean Carroll is suing for defamation. There's a civil suit against his misuse of the inauguration funds. That's a really interesting thing, by the way, what happened with those inauguration funds. And then there's, of course, the criminal cases. Fulton County, Georgia, criminal investigation against the thing he tried to do with Raffensperger. There's finances that Trump's finances look into. D.C. attorney has a general indictment investigation for the attack. Well, you know, I'm tired of this. Are you tired of this?
Well, so, Billy,
these are just some of the court cases that our honest president has to face.
Well, let's ask Robo Trump how he feels about the fact that real Trump is getting. Hey, Robo Trump. Thanks for coming on. We activate you. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Thank you.
How do you feel about the fact that real Donald Trump is getting sued by, at this point in time, it looks to be like 36 different entities at least?
Should never have happened.
Wow. No, I agree with that. But as far as your legal defense goes, how do you feel like that is?
Tippy top shape.
Excellent. Thank you, Robo Trump.
I think his lawyer has just been indicted by the Congress, though.
Disgraceful?
Yeah, truly disgraceful. Oh, Giuliani did. Well, no, Giuliani is not having a good time. Ivanka's not having a good time. Pretty much nobody's
she's
having
so beautiful.
Mark Meadows is not having a very good time. This is all. Well, all the investigation stuff is interesting. But I'll tell you what we can agree with, Billy. And this is something that I think that you and Donald Trump would agree on. Absolutely. Which is that Trump came out yesterday. Actually, today, pardon me. And he is backing banning members of Congress. members of Congress from stock trades. And this is something that I think that every single American can get behind.
Yeah.
And the thing that he said, actually, Billy, if I can get into this, because it is actually a really fascinating little piece here from former President Donald Trump. So, Billy, one of the things that My Northwest does, I'll preface this story by saying this. One of the things
What is My Northwest?
My Northwest is the website that Cairo uses to post all of its print media stories. So Jason Rantz writes something up, Nick Bowman, Nicole Jennings, Hannah Scott, everybody in the newsroom, they post it up there.
That's mynorthwest.com?
That's correct, Billy. One of the things that they do is they take sections from my show, and they run it through a transcript machine, and then they post it on the website as if I wrote it, when in fact I didn't actually write it, I said it. And so when you read it, it makes me sound like an idiot, because I don't write the same way that I speak. Nobody right. does. If you took somebody's speech and you put it into writing, you make them sound like a absolute buffoon and a moron. So
Especially
Donald Trump. So this is what Donald Trump had to say the other day when he was speaking to he's talking to Breitbart News on a phone call, and he just totally miffed this. So here is President Donald Trump. He says, "She has inside information. It's not right. It's not appropriate. It shouldn't be. She doesn't want to discuss that. She wants to discuss other things that shouldn't be discussed. Some of the things they're proposing now, like impeaching someone for absolutely no reason for a perfect phone call. You look at that. You look at impeachment. Both of them. But you get impeached for a phone call that was like perfecto.
Perfecto.
So many different things. I happen to watch her and see her dealt with a lot. And I think she's clever in one way and stone cold crazy. She should not be allowed to do that with stocks. She should not be allowed to do that. It's not fair to the rest of this country." Wow. Wow. So the essence of what he's saying is totally accurate and totally true, but the...
impressive mind.
it most certainly is an impressive mind. Don't you think so, Robo-Trump?
I was proud.
Yeah, we're very, very proud of you. Very, very proud of you. And so my thing now, Billy, is I think that if we're going to move in a new direction in this country, one is something that you and I talked about yesterday, which is the fact that all members of Congress and all members of the Senate need to be on the floor for debate. I don't like the fact that they can say their piece and then leave. I think we actually have to start engaging with, or senators and representatives actually need to be on the floor instead of fundraising for the party at large. And two, I think that members of Congress need to stop having what is otherwise inside trading. And the fact that Nancy Pelosi's personal wealth has grown from being basically semi-rich from her family to now unbelievably wealthy based on her trades and her husband's trades is obscene. The same thing with Dianne Feinstein, the same thing with any other representative out there. I think
how about Mitch McConnell?
Mitch McConnell is another great example.
Georgia senators that just got thrown out. Yeah.
Wait, who got thrown out? What are you talking about? Who got thrown out in Georgia?
Senators who just lost, that woman and that guy, were both trading stocks that they shouldn't.
I don't even remember their names. I know right now it's John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. That's Raphael Warnock is running for governor.
No, that's who won. I'm talking about the guys who lost.
Okay. Well, regardless, Billy, I think that this is something that everybody can get behind. And
yeah, absolutely.
There is no reason why Nancy Pelosi should be allowed to be the thief that she is. And you know what else, Billy? I got to say this. Nancy Pelosi is, as much as I hate to say this, Billy, I think you and I both know that she's at this point too old for the job, right? Listening to her try to do the politics from the mid-90s in the year 2020 is just not good, right?
Term limits, my friend. Term limits.
It doesn't matter who you are, everybody seems to be in agreement on a couple of things. One of those things happens to be term limits, and the other thing happens to be that members of Congress should not be able to do what is effectively insider trading. But some people say, Billy, that this is a violation of their free speech and their freedom of association. So I ask you, Billy Sunshine, could you argue for the inverse of this? Could you argue for people being able to do trades inside of the House?
Only if they do it in absolute public, so that when they make their vote, their trade is flashed above their head. What they hope.
So,
you know, let them be like NASCAR drivers. Let them wear a jacket with all the different stocks and stuff they own while they're promoting things to make themselves richer.
A couple of years ago, Billy, there was a Twitter page that followed all of the trades that Nancy Pelosi's husband was making.
That kind of thing.
And they took it down. which I found was really egregious on behalf of Jack Dorsey, because they weren't violating the law. The Twitter page was not violating the law in any way, shape, or form. They were just making this information more public than it needed to be, and Twitter decided to take that down because they thought it was targeted harassment. I don't see how that is targeted harassment when people were using that to make money themselves. And
that's right.
And also, you know, the fact, Billy, that Nancy Pelosi, when she came out and tried to defend it, was so out of touch with it. I think that that's also the issue that we see. Oh, you know what, Billy, I'll give you an example. There's a story that I didn't want to touch on, but there was a member of Congress who was arrested yesterday. He was arrested in a protest. Hold on. Member of Congress arrested. He was at the Capitol. His name was, he's a Democratic congressman. His name is Jamal Bowman. And for as much as I might disagree with Jamal Bowman on his thoughts about the voting rights or whatever it is, I would consider him to be much more in touch with his constituents than someone like Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi, who are so removed from the people that they represent that they don't even know how to talk or engage with those people anymore. I want members of the House, Congress, and the Senate to actually be engaging with the people that they represent instead of having this bizarre barrier where they are effectively like American royalty, where you can't even interface with them without some press team, some comms team, or whatever it is. Does that make sense?
That's just not how it is it? The people in the Congress and the Senate act like they're kings. They have their own special protection, different laws for them.
Right.
It's not how it ought to be. They're not regular citizens. They make themselves special above the law. We'll see. Will the Trump family go to jail for this unbelievable fraudulent the way they paid their tax and valued their properties? Hear what he wanted? Did you hear what he said, claimed his apartment was worth?
No.
$300 million.
Wow.
He claimed it was 30,000 square feet when it's only 11,000.
Wow.
Only 11,000.
Hey, Robo-Trump, how do you feel about the fact that you overvalued your property?
I'm glad we did it.
There we go. Well, I'm glad you did it too, Robo-Trump. Well, Billy, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We appreciate your time on the highest rated radio program in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, I really appreciate being on with Mr. Talk Radio.
Yes, Mr. Talk Radio, the title that was given to me by Matt Markovich. And as we all know, if Matt Markovich says it, it must be true.
It's true.
We'll take a really quick break. Tariq Ansari is going to be on the line in a couple of few for a little bit of cringe or bass. We'll be right back right after this.
We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah! Back in the motion.
And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a party.
Welcome back to Cairo Nights. Currently engaging in our most fun game, a game that we like to call Cringe or Based, with Tariq, I'm Not Like Other Girls, Ansari. Welcome, Tariq.
What? Wait, what? I'm Not Like Other Girls, Ansari. We need an exclamation for that saying right there.
Have you not seen that meme that's going around on the internet? I love it.
Jack, I stay away from memes to keep my mental health okay.
Oh, very good. Okay, so the meme basically goes like this. It's a picture of really generic, basic girl stuff. And then the caption says, not like other girls. So, for example, if it's a scene girl, it's like she has an anarchy patch, some brand new Chuck Taylors, a Xanax bar, and then a Starbucks cup. And it says, I'm not like other girls.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. I'm kind of gathering. I'm gathering info as we go. You just described every girl in San Francisco.
The idea is that there's a new group of women out there, I think, that are trying to distinguish themselves from other women, not realizing that all the quirky stuff they do, like playing Overwatch or whatever, actually makes them pretty basic. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing. If you're a girl and you play Roblox and you're in your 20s, I don't think that you're very edgy. You know what the sexiest thing in a woman is, Tariq, if I can say this? And I mean this, I swear to God, this is my truest thing. The thing that attracts me more to a woman than anything else is a woman who is funny and clever. a funny, intelligent, clever woman is sexy. Go ahead, Tark. Please step all over my point, please. I'm just in the middle of making a point. As we all know, this isn't my show. This is Fancy Tark Ansari's show, where he gets to come in and he gets to do whatever he wants whenever he feels it's appropriate to just go ahead and step all over my rants and raves, because it's Fancy Tark Ansari. Please, Fancy Tark.
I was gonna make a joke, like, because you're neither, as like kind of like a roasting joke. But you're too busy talking, so I had to try to interrupt. And then I got awkward because this connection has a tiny 0.1 second delay that you were like, sorry,
such a big deal now. Well, I need to hold on. This 14-year-old boy needs to interrupt me.
That's what I assume you sound like. Anyway, that was unworth the 20 seconds, but we've just lost 20 seconds of our lives with a connection issue and then roast me, which is another 15 seconds. So 45 seconds our listeners just lost of their lives that they're never going to get back, Jeff. This is really making a lot of leeway, this segment is. I'm telling you. My goodness.
Okay, so, Tark, the point that I was trying to make before I was rudely interrupted is that I don't care if you're a sophisticated mama. I don't care if you're a brick house. I don't care if you're mighty, mighty. I don't care if you're letting it all hang out. If you're a woman who is smart and funny, and by smart, I mean clever and funny, You're gorgeous. You're absolutely amazing. You could look like Jennifer Connelly back in 1998. If you're stupid, I want nothing to do with you. I want nothing whatsoever to do. You like that timely reference there, Tarik Ansari? Do you even know who Jennifer Connelly is?
I know. Come on, I know who Jennifer Connelly is. I've seen The Labyrinth. Come on. Let's be fair here. Also, saying "let it all hang out" makes it sound like you're filming, like, doing some weird films in the 70s, too. So that's a nice way to age yourself.
Thank you.
But, like, no, I mean, real. Jennifer Connelly. Yeah, we're bringing Jennifer Connelly back here on Cairo Nights. Yeah.
Okay, so, Tark, what did you want to bring us tonight in the world of Cringer Base?
All right, now that we're halfway through, let's get into it. So this one's interesting, all right? So Texas-based Tito's Vodka is helping fund vaccine research. I saw that headline today.
Wow.
And I thought, what in the actual heckity heck? Because I couldn't say what I actually said, or else I would never be on here again.
Yep.
And I was stunned. And I kept trying to see, as I looked at, like, this, the research that they're putting into the vaccine, and I kept looking into the donations that Tito's Vodka Incorporated is putting in. Since spring of 2020, they actually made more donations early on in the pandemic than the U.S. government had. This is very early on, and it was kind of as I know it's crazy, but it was kind of, it looked a little bit more like, you know, a PR stunt, like we're making sure this doesn't get big. And guess what? It got big, but they're still making donations now. And I'm wondering what's in it for them. And then I realized, wait a minute, they're trying to do a little crossover here. They're trying to get vodka mixed with the vaccine. So Jack, bear with me here. Listen up, because this, I'm going to take you on a ride here.
Okay.
Imagine you're at a party. You're at a party and you're upset. Now, why are you upset? It's crowded and you're not vaccinated. You're not boosted with the latest edition of the booster shot. Your friend comes over. Dude, what's wrong?
Well, I don't have the booster. I don't have the vaccine.
Oh, well, I can fix that. Here's some Tito's Vodka with the special vaccine built in. Okay. Oh, man, now I'm vaccinated. Let's go. So I think that is the future that Tito's Vodka is trying to help make happen. And, you know, it's kind of based on, I gotta admit, it's thinking outside the box. And if that's where they're going, I'm all with it. Jack?
Okay, this is cringe. This is giga cringe. This is beyond cringe, Tark. This is cringe. I am all for companies putting money wherever they want to put their money. If Tito's Vodka wants to put their money into vaccine research, that's great. Is it in a donation or is it an investment? Actually, you know what, Tark? I might retract this. Is it donating or is it investing?
This, look, from what I'm seeing, this is donations. Okay.
This is based, then. I'm going to say that this is based. I've changed my opinion, Tark. This fine detail. Because initially I thought, yeah, if you want to make a lot of money in today's day and age, you throw a bunch of money into Pfizer, BioNTech, whatever, Janssen & Janssen, you're going to make yourself a pretty penny, being that John and Jane Q taxpayer are paying for these vaccines, which, by the way, is something that I find really irritating from both the Trump administration and the Biden administration. These vaccines are not free. These companies are not giving them away. Like, these are not, right. They're not just like, oh yeah, we're just going to make billions of these vaccines at cost for us, and then we're going to give them to everybody for free. These are being paid for by John Q. taxpayer, Jane Q. taxpayer. Now, whether it's in the form of direct cash or subsidies or loans or favorable tax exemptions, whatever it is, someone's going to have to make up that money. And it's not going to be Pfizer-BioNTech. I'm telling you that right now. It's going to be John Q. taxpayer, Jane Q. taxpayer. So when Joe Biden does that creepy thing when he goes, get vaccinated, get it, do it today, it's free, I go, come on, guy, don't lie to me. Just don't lie to me. Just don't lie to me. That's all I want. So I will say this, Tark. I think it's based, if it's a donation, in the same way that when I go give blood, I do it selfishly. You know, I do it because I want people to have blood because we're currently in a blood shortage and everybody should go give blood. And I'm O positive, which means I'm almost a universal donor, which means everybody can use my blood. So it's just a nice thing to do. But also I do it so I can get a false sense of superiority over people like you, Tark, people who are just layabouts and eat Cheetos and play Xbox all day.
Come on. Hey, hold on. It's Doritos and PS4. Get it right.
Not even a PS4. Five, dog? You don't even have the PS5?
Remember that part yesterday when I said I'm poor? All right, let's think about that. Yeah, exactly. So I can't afford a PS5.
How can
yet.
Fancy Tark Ansari be poor? This doesn't make any sense, Tark, because you're so fancy.
Oh, so fancy. Well, guess what? All right. Some of us have to hold on to our cash. We have to wait until the PS5 gets refurbished and goes on sale. Just the way it is. Just the way it is. No, but like, okay, really, to round this up real quick, because I can tell, Jack, that you're chomping at the bit to move on. The thing is, Jack, what you mentioned, however, about blood donations, I think while it is a little sideways from where we're going with this segment, that's a great point. We have a blood shortage. And yeah, if you're O positive like yourself, I mean, that's a great thing to do. No, I mean, feeling superiority is one thing. I mean, that's an ego thing, which is your problem. But like, you can feel good. You can feel like prideful in that. Yeah, you did something to help out people. You know, it's not just putting on a mask and being safe. I mean, honestly, you might be better off donating blood in some cases if you are O positive or if you're willing to. If you have the capacity. So great point there.
Very base, Tark. You made it by the skin of your teeth today, Tark. So you're very, very base today. We have to take a really quick break. When we get back, we're going to be doing Shane's segment, not Tarek's segment. News of the World, which Tarek tried to steal yesterday, as we all remember, and he failed miserably. We'll be right back with Shane Peterson coming up right after this. Been told that we have mystical powers whenever we bring forth Diamond Dave Ross, when he astral projects from his home, his lavish home filled with leather-bound books and mahogany chairs, we summon him through our chant. You ready to go, Shane?
Oh, I'm always ready.
Dave Ross. Dave Ross. There he is.
News of the World with Shane Peterson.
News of the World with Sugar Shane Peterson, where we go to strange lands. Lands with names like West Virginia. Lands where there are strange beasts called platypuses that consume human beings alive. News of the World with Shane Peterson. Shane, I love this segment so much. So where are we going in the world today, Shane?
Well, Jack, we're going to be going over to a few different places in Europe, because this is a story that came out of the AP News today that definitely should raise some eyebrows. Security scammers across Europe have been tied to a Chinese government military company. And this is ranging all across from Amsterdam to Athens and plenty of different NATO countries that border with Russia and other different countries. So they're estimating 26 out of the 27 countries that have these airport scanners that were made by a company called NewTek, which is basically a part of the Chinese Communist Party. They've supplied the Chinese Communist Party and some of their higher-ranking military services with supplies, and now they have security scanners across Europe, and it's starting to raise some suspicion, Jack. And it's really kind of a shady thing and a story that I thought, because, you know, we can't get enough of China. You know, there's always some interesting stuff coming out of there. So, you know, there's been plenty of rumors about how those guys have kind of been a little bit on the shady side. And I think it's an interesting story that we need to bring to light.
Don't we have do we have in the field? So, do we have Brady Bones in the field? Who's in the field right
Brady
now?
Brady Bones is not in the field. We do have Jimmy Ray. We've got him back out into the field after his meltdown. So he's back. What?
I feel like, okay, get him on the line. Get him on the line.
You want to go? Okay, hold on one second.
Jimmy Ray calling in from Jimmy. Wait, Jimmy, where are you exactly?
Well, I am in Athens, Greece right now, Jackson, and I am here at the airport here, and I've been trying to talk to a lot of people and trying to get some information about what is really going on with some of these sketchy scanners, I like to call them.
Right.
And I've been walking around, and there's been a little bit of a communication barrier, and what I do understand is that there are plenty of these around, and, I went through the security check myself, Jack. I went and I did some real boots-on-the-ground investigation.
Okay.
And, I did have a couple things in my bag that they did pull me aside for. They told me, I can't bring a buck knife on a plane, especially being around Europe, but that's something that I just got to keep on me. You never know when you got to, you got to defend yourself. You maybe hit something on the side of the road, got to put it out of its misery, skin a pelt, bro. It's what you got to keep around. The one thing else is the food here is also something that is really weird. They pulled me aside and they told me I can't bring a whole hummus board with charcuterie. I had it wrapped up in my bag, and they're telling me that can't happen. So things are strange here in Athens, Greece, but, we're going to keep moving on and, keep on keeping on.
So, Jimmy, I need to understand something, though, because I thought we were going to send Brady Bones, but I guess you're there for some strange and odd reason. How do you think these security scanners actually work? Because you don't know anything about computers, right? That's your cousin that went to junior college, right?
Well, no, that's Darlene's cousin. Me and Darlene are currently separated right now. Again, I don't call him my kid. He keeps visiting up my cousin. He's not my cousin no more.
What, but
we're in the process of making that official. But here's what I do understand about these security scanners here, Jack, is that these things are kind of like a big X-ray, when you go bust your face up when you fall down, ride your tractor, or, something happens where you slip on ice on your front porch. And what I understand is that these things actually can do a pretty good job of outlining things. But within these complex computer systems, there might be something in there, like we had with our voting machine. They're going to be taking a bunch of information, taking them, changing it up all which way and another. And then that's going to be able to, tell the Chinese government, hey, this boy's got a buck knife and a charcuterie board, and we don't know if we can bring him into the country. He might be a threat.
But I understand the function of it, Jimmy, but I need to know, how does it – because last time you were talking about gypsies. What were you talking about? Genies or something in witchcraft in the voting machines? So,
well, it's I wouldn't say it's necessarily that. The genie witchcraft stuff actually comes with the Clinton family. They're the ones they're the ones that are using that. That really doesn't have much to do with some of the technology. But the genie wizard magic that I have discussed in press segment, Mr. Stein, does have to do with the Clinton family and the rest of the Democrats.
Jimmy, thank you for clearing that up. We appreciate it. And
absolutely no problem. Keep on keeping on and roll tide.
Oh yeah, roll tide, brother. Roll tide. All right. Thank you very much. Oh no. He just hung up the phone. News of the World with Shane Peterson, where we go to places, strange places like Athens, Greece. Places where no human being has been before and no human being will ever go to. News of the World with Shane Peterson. Shane, I know that Jimmy doesn't exactly have media training, but generally you don't just hang up the phone after, you know what I mean? Like, you wait for...
Yeah, but the thing is, people would be really surprised how many people actually do hang up the phone on us, especially like when I bring them down. It's like, hey, thanks for coming on Cairo Nights. It's all boop, got the dial tone. A lot of dial tones.
All right, we will we'll take a really quick break. When we get back, I did a faux pas yesterday, and I mentioned at a certain point in time that I had a story about Leonardo DiCaprio that I didn't actually tell on the radio. So I'm going to tell it tonight to Stacey Joe Ross, as well as talking about the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio did something that was pretty cringe when it comes to climate change. We'll be right back right after this.